This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Illinois Department of Agriculture officials say they haven't received any new reports of the equine herpes virus, or EHV1, which sickened 8 horses last week at Sunset Hill Farms in Bartlett, Illinois, or DuPage County. Illinois Department of Agriculture spokeswoman Rebecca Clark said Monday that the lack of newly reported cases doesn't necessarily indicate the outbreak of the virus is contained. She pointed out that veterinarians are not required to report cases to the state. Veterinarian Chris Downs said he's given booster shots to between 200 and 300 horses since the outbreak became public. He expects to give out just as many this week. Downs said the initial vaccination for EHV1 is similar to a flu shot. While it can't completely protect a horse from the virus, the vaccination mitigates some symptoms and increases a horse's immunity. The state crop report for the month of January was released yesterday afternoon. Winter has been mostly mild for Illinois, as we all know, and according to the report, producers are busy signing up for FSA programs, hauling grain, spreading manure, and taking care of livestock. Statewide precipitation averaged 0.85 inches for the month of January, which was 1.08 inches below normal. The average temperature was 26.6 degrees, or 1.8 degrees above normal. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 74% adequate and 26% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% short, 81% adequate, and 18% surplus. Winter wheat condition was rated 2% very poor, 5% poor, 28% fair, 55% good, and 10% excellent. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service announced Monday that the agency is gathering new data on organic agriculture production. NAS is conducting the 2015 Certified Organic Survey to gather data on certified organic crops and livestock in the United States. The survey is part of USDA's efforts to determine the economic impact of certified organic agriculture production in the U.S. The USDA is mailing the survey to all known organic farms in the country. The form asks farmers to provide information on acreage, production, and sales for a variety of certified organic crop and livestock commodities. It will also gather information about organic farmers' production and marketing practices. The purpose of the report is to assist farmers, suppliers, and others in the private sector in planning the production and marketing of new products to help sustain industry growth. Last year, the USDA reported certified organic farms sold $5.5 billion in organic products in 2015, which was up 72% from 2008. We'll be back with more after these messages. GrowMark has implemented a program that focuses on pollinating insects. The program, named Endure, promotes the creation of pollinator habitats by GrowMark member companies and employees. Executive Director of Corporate and Government Relations, Chuck Spencer, said the hope is to stimulate interest and promote pollinator health, something that everyone in the ag industry should support.
We always talk about agriculturalists and farmers being part of the original environmentalists. They're concerned not only for wildlife habitat, but all types of habitat and their communities. What we have done in a sustainability initiative called Endure is our Endure program will include a provision that will encourage pollinator habitat development. We're providing free pollinator mix seeds to our member companies to locate pollinator plots at their retail facilities, or include in some type of plot that may be located out in the public area of their trade territory where pollinators could then find food sources. And then we can share not only our experience, but our ability to source those pollinator mix seeds and then provide them to people who are interested for purchase. And we've also not only done that with our member companies to get the attention to the program and the understanding of what pollinators need as far as a good food source. We're doing it with our employees. And we're also providing a promotional program with 4-H across the state and in other states in the Midwest. And what we hope to do is stimulate the interest that, one, you can plant a pollinator project and have a feeding source for pollinators, promote their habitat, promote their health, and then also recognize that, hey, you know what, there are entities out there like cooperatives that have these products for sale, or maybe I need to do this on my own and I have my own plan on how to do that. Regardless of how you choose to go forward, promoting pollinator health is what we should all be doing, and I think that's just a natural component of what agriculture will be able to do. And we rely on the bees as well as pollinators for so much of agriculture, not necessarily Midwest related, but certainly in fruit production and in our other formats of production for agriculture and vine crops as well.
For this program, if ag retailers are listening and they would like to get involved or like more information, is this open to any ag business, and how do they get involved?
Well, what we would do is we have the promotion for a free pollinator mix seed to FS members and then our employees and then 4-H clubs. We do have, and we can certainly be contacted, to source pollinator mixes if you would like to plant them, but they would be for purchase, but that's the point is where do you get those mixes? And sometimes they're locally available, and sometimes you would, if you want to turn to us as a resource for the location and how to purchase them, we certainly have that ability as well.
Executive Director of Corporate and Government Relations for GrowMark, Chuck Spencer. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.